At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Like the Kool-Aid Man on a Throwback Thursday. Oh, yeah.
We're getting hyped.
Always hyped, man. Let's make some Kool-Aid. Let's throw it back. It's Covino and Rich. Who's drinking the Kool-Aid, man? Who's ready for game two?
Are you drinking the Miami Heat Jimmy Butler Kool-Aid?
I'm drinking Jimmy Butler's coffee and his Kool-Aid. Jimmy Buck is 35 points with the big win. Hope you had a Miami sort of... Wednesday. Yeah, because today's Thursday, right? Yeah.
Today's Thursday.
Yeah. I got it. And we're bringing the heat. Covino and Rich, always hyped on Fox Sports Radio. Let's be rocking out. Let's go! Or should I say, let's effing go like Pete Alonso.
You might want to do that. We're going to talk about Pete Alonso. We're going to talk some baseball a little bit. We'll talk NBA playoffs. Going old school today when 50 hits. We're going to talk about old school comedy. Plus, we'll talk a little bit about how the younger generation just can't quite comprehend.
They don't get it.
How we grew up.
They don't get it. They don't understand. I guess every generation never understands the previous generation, but we'll explain. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should. Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to mix it up because we say the same thing every day.
I know. You're doing a good thing. Also, brought to you by Progressive Insurance, making bundling easy and affordable. Get that multi-policy discount by combining motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more all in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
Like I tell you, Rich, I do love broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. Out here in Los Angeles, Rich is still in Canada. Look at you on this Thursday, eh?
Oh, it's I went to a top of a mountain yesterday, Grouse Mountain. Yo, marvelous, beautiful, really? Amazing.
Really? Hey, yeah. In Canada, how do they pronounce like legends like Mark Messier? Is it like Mark Messier?
Oh, they say Mark Messier.
Is it Mark Messier on a Thursday?
That's what they do. Yeah,
wow.
That's how they do it.
That's good to know. So wherever you are, thank you for hanging out with us. Let's get into it. Your boy, Polar Bear Pete, had a big night.
Did he ever? In fact, the Mets, I mean, I thought you were going to start with Jimmy Butler, but if you want to hand the ball over to Pete Alonso.
Jimmy Butler? I mean, either one. Both guys played big yesterday. It doesn't matter to me. Let's talk Jimmy Buckets. That's my guy, dude. That's the guy. I posted that clip of him, man. I told you, kids are making videos about him. What is it about big moments that brings this guy to life? Bring me to life, Evanescence style. That's what he does, man. He plays big when it matters. It's not that he stinks. throughout the season, but he knows when to step it up and to play with that heart, that visibly noticeable heart and passion that he plays with. And he throws up 35 points, and they get the win away. You steal one away like that, that's big, man. You can't ask for more than that from, I'm calling him a superstar.
You know, I'm not with Jimmy Butler, but I do want to bring up one point. We act as
though... Go for 35, bro.
No, but what I'm saying
inspired?
Is we act as though Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat were some under 500 garbage team that it's a miracle that you know, they're in the mix. Like, how is it even possible? Like it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but nobody picked them to go this far.
No. No one picked them to go this far. But I do want to make it clear that they weren't garbaggio.
No.
I mean, yeah, they had to play in the play-in game, but they ended the regular season 44-38. Respectable, over 500, but I bring that up because that's one game less than the 45-win Phoenix Suns. The same exact record as the Clippers and the Warriors, and actually a game better than the Lakers. So maybe because we're so consumed with the West that we forget that, you know, there was some competition in the Eastern Conference, but, you know, they're in the same ballpark and the same cluster of teams that were like 40-something wins.
I would say
wins.
The same arena. I wouldn't say ballpark.
Same arena. Good one. You're right.
I would stick with that. It's basketball.
But honestly, the Brooklyn Nets, the Miami Heat, the New York Knicks, the Clippers, the Suns, the Warriors, the Lakers, these are all teams with mid-40-something wins. So let's not make it seem like Jimmy Butler's doing the impossible.
No, it's just the noticeable... Like I said, the visible heart he plays with is contagious. You know,
when
you got your guy out there playing his heart out, right? Nonstop hustle. It's hard to not sort of match that energy. It's like when you come here, Rich, with your hair on fire, all chalked up, going a mile a minute. It's hard for me to lay back and not bring and match that same sort of vibe. It really is. So, I mean, it's just leading by example is what it is. Jimmy Butler's the guy. He's the guy you want in this moment, and he steps up when he has to. You got to give him props for that. See this hat? That's this dope-ass Yankee hat I'm wearing? I tip it to Jimmy Butler.
Did you bend the brim, or did it come that way?
Does it matter? I'm wondering why. Because I could bend it just as good, if not better. But it came this way.
You got all defensive.
No,
hat defensive.
No. I'm just saying, like, if you're questioning my skill and ability to do this, I'm a professional.
Ramos, Kenny G, did it sound like I was questioning his hat skills? I just asked the dude if his hat was bent when he got it.
It came this way, and that's how a lot of these hats come. Nowadays, you can go flat brim Fernando Rodney style, or you could have it curved nice and, like, ready to play like Andy Pettit. But they come this way, man, and I could do it this way. I'm trained for many of years. My friends used to hand me their hats. Hey, man, can you bend mine like you do yours? I was a pro, dude. So I didn't know if you were questioning my skill level, that's all. But it did come this way.
Sounded like that time Lil Wayne was being interrogated.
Why, bro, he got real defensive?
You got, like, oddly defensive. But now your circle of friends, who knew Kavito was the hat bender?
There's a skill involved in it. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I didn't realize that. Adesanya, he's the style bender. Kavito is the hat bender. People don't realize that. That's his nickname.
I'm the style bender, but I'm styling my hats, dude. It's like breaking in a glove. Like, there's a skill involved, man, you know, and I mastered it. But some of these new hats, again, this is Culture Kings out of Vegas. They come this way. It just depends. It's a snapback, and it came this way. But, I tipped this dope-ass hat to Jimmy Butler, man.
You could tip your hat to Butler, and my ADD is blazing because my thought is, can you tell a lot about a guy based on how he does or doesn't bend his brim?
No, well, it depends. If he's constant. Like, I try to mix...
No, you're confused. To me, you call yourself the style bender. Sorry, Adesanya.
Yeah.
You're the only friend I have. Hear this out.
That goes one way or the other?
Yeah, you're like the equivalent of like a bisexual dude, but with hats.
I'm what would you call that spot? Any guesses for that? A guy who
you're
rocks
hat
flat
fluid,
and
Kavito.
I'm hat fluid. I think you gotta be in today's
Danny
world.
G.
You gotta be hat fluid because the styles change so much.
Yo, Danny G, do you know any other guy that sometimes wears it flat and sometimes curves it like he's like
yeah,
an 80s
I
white
do.
Dude.
Yeah, Danny half G. my hats are flat, the other half curved.
You know what? I think if I'm not mistaken, you're Danny fluid, G rocks. Danny. You yeah. rock your fitted hats flat.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And then your other ones, like
the snapbacks, have a little bit of a curve.
Yeah.
They're almost like. And then there's the hybrid. There's the one that's right in the middle of those two now.
Yeah, you got to be
have
yo,
all three in the collection.
Rich, it's a great point. I'm glad you pointed this out. I got a little defensive because I take a lot of pride in it.
I mean,
but
I was unaware that I worked with. I was unaware I worked with two dudes that were hat fluid.
Yeah. Don't tell my dad though. Because he might like be confused by this. You know,
hey, I didn't know my son was hat fluid.
But I'm telling you, man,
stop.
It's the way to be.
That's what happens when you move to LA.
Yeah, it must be that Los Angeles. Well, anyway, man. That's what happens in 2023. I think it's the best way to go because there's no there's so many different types of hats that like if you're rocking a fitted one, the brims are flimsy on those fitted ones anyway. Like you keep them straight. Some just look better straight. Some look better curved. Like the trucker hats or that trucker fit looks better
now
curved.
Here's the question for the non-hat connoisseur like me who, you know, I don't mess with the hair. I don't wear hats often.
But, yeah, Rich, this did come this way.
Do you like the bulbous head or do you like when it's like – I'm picturing a nerdy white guy with a little – he was wearing a hat golfing and it almost looks like it's so tight, like it's pressing his hair down, like a biker hat.
Those
almost.
Are called like adjustable caps. You know who rocks a low profile cap? I'm going to throw it back on a Thursday, but you could picture it. Orlando El Duque Hernandez always wore a low profile
yeah.
fitted, like it fit and cupped the shape of his head because he had a little pea head.
Looks like
be
a
honest,
headache.
Yeah, those are low profile hats.
When he played for the Yankees, I thought that he just painted his head navy blue.
No, you know what some people used to do before they offered that option? They would cut out the insides of the fitted hat because otherwise they sat up real high like an engineer's hat. You know, so some people would cut out the insides back in the day, throwing it back on a Thursday, but there's all different kinds.
On a throwback Thursday, you need to bring back that Pittsburgh Pirate We Are Family 1970s train conductor hat, like you said.
Oh, the Willie Stargell special, man. Man, that's what I call that one. But no, again, I'll bring it back. There's lots of options. I think you should be hat fluid, and I think you should tip your hat to Miami stealing one away. And you can't count the Celtics out by any means. You
yeah,
know, I think, yeah, it's one game.
Especially when Tatum played the way he did down the stretch, it almost looked like he forgot how to dribble the basketball. He got called for traveling two consecutive possessions in a row. It was odd because in Game 7 just this past weekend, he blew up for the 51 points and by far was the best player on that court. And I'm feeling like he's going
to
come back huge in Game 2 because he looked like he was embarrassed at the end of that
and
game
by the way,
at home.
That's my biggest nightmare, Danny G. Rich and I talked about this the other day. You know, it looked like he forgot how to play. He forgot how to dribble. There was a story just this week that the singer The Weeknd, said he forgot how to sing. He forgot how to sing. And it's like, imagine, that's like you and I getting on the mic.
It's the nightmares we have about dead air.
Yeah. It's like Chuck Knobloch forgetting how to throw. It's the yips that we often talk about. But look, he's got to come back from that. So Miami capitalized on it.
I'm sorry. I don't want to bring up a sensitive hat issue.
Uh-oh.
But Danny, your undefeated Lakers hat.
I know.
Yeah.
It did bring the team back to within three, but it couldn't finish the job.
But did you throw it in the trash already? Are you going to try to wear it again tonight?
No, it's up on the shelf right now. I have a different Lakers hat
you
on.
You have to do some sort of ritual, like some new moon, full moon ritual.
Yeah.
Dance around it. Maybe it'll like get rid of the
if people don't remember, Danny G wore his undefeated Lakers hat on Tuesday and now has one loss under its belt.
I'm going to have to burn some sage around it.
You're going to have to sage that bad boy.
You
know
sage
what?
The hat.
Oh, Palo Santo.
Danny G, Ramos, Spotty, Covino. I got to ask, I'm looking already, not to jump around, but tonight, obviously, 5:30 West Coast, 8:30 on the East, Lakers, Nuggets, Game 2. Vegas, who is so on the money with the 6-point spread, Game 1, has tonight Nuggets by 5.5. So pretty much the same. So, do you like the Lakers' money line? Do you think the Lakers are going to come out? You said they're going to make adjustments. We all think that. But then again, so will the Nuggets. The Nuggets will take a look at what happened in the second half and make their adjustments.
What adjustments, though, do you think the Nuggets can make? They were playing their best basketball, especially that first half.
They played their best, and Lakers sort of weathered the storm, figured it out, changed the pace of the game. And, Rich, I was going to save this for later on today, but I think when you got Russell Wilson there cheering you on, that's only a mush moment. Yeah, they didn't play the same after that. After that alley-oop they had, that big play, and they focused on him, and he's standing up cheering. I'm like, oh, no, they just jinxed the Nuggets.
Jinx!
Yeah, they just mushed the Nuggets in that moment. I know they showed him a few times, but they showed him standing up, all smiles and happy, and I was like, nah, man, they just jinxed that team. So
I'm thinking, Camino, between the Rockies, the Broncos, and the Nuggets, you could say Jokic, but not really. Russell Wilson's probably the biggest name in sports in that town, that city.
Oh, for sure.
So when you have him courtside, it's sort of like when Aaron Rodgers makes his appearance now at all the New York sporting events. When you see Russ.
Yeah, it was cool courtside, that he was there, but.
I mean, listen, he's a star. We're all very tough on Russell Wilson, but based on last year's Broncos performance, yeah. I would keep him far away from that arena.
Seriously. So, you know, I got to say that. I think the Lakers are in good position. Again, I like what the coach had to say. Like, we'll be okay. He looked ultra confident. And I feel like they're feeling that same confidence right now. Like, no, I think we figured him out. Like I said, I compared it to boxing. It's a battle, right? Once you figure it out, it's a different game. It's a different match. It's like Tank Davis. Once he figured out Ryan Garcia, he's like, oh, I got him now. Look out. Here it comes.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the Lakers are sitting after the second half.
Yeah, you know, the only bummer, though, you don't want any of these series to go 2-0, because while teams have come back from 2-0, Danny, I hate to say it. You know, I know your hearts are with the Lakers. I want them to win for you and also because I'm rooting for them. But if you go down 2-0, then you got to win 4 out of 5 in a row against the Nuggets, and that's going to be very tough. You need to even the series tonight. I think moneyline Lakers might be the bet to make, because if they don't win tonight, it's going to be very tricky. I mean, I know 2-0, people have come back, but that means you have to win 4 out of 5.
No, I agree
and
with you, Rich.
That's very tricky, you know, against the number one seed.
I don't think there's any other way to see it, Danny. You got to agree
with
that. You don't
want
to fall
too far.
Yeah, we call
it not a must win, but a got to win.
Yeah.
Got to win this one.
Got to win this one. You're messing with too good of a team, too good of a player, and unless you believe in the Russell Wilson jinx, yeah, Jokic is going to bring it.
Truthfully, Camino? I think that Darvin Ham should possibly try to kidnap Jokic like he joked about. now he wouldn't be the obvious suspect because of he joked about it. But honestly, with him on the court, Danny, you said it yesterday that it's hard not to look at the Joker and say, you know, he is clearly an MVP candidate, if not the guy that should have, could have got it this year.
He should have won. I mean, we did say yesterday that he looked like the best player out there, and that's saying something when he was on the same court with AD and LeBron.
Yeah, that's huge, man.
Anthony Davis, let's see what he brings tonight. So it's very exciting. Game 2 tonight, Lakers, Nuggies. Let's go Lakers, just to make it, even if you don't like the Lakers, just to make it a series.
To make it interesting, for sure. Absolutely.
Throw F-bomb in there like your boy.
Yo, my boy, Cavino has a problem with Pete
Alonso.
Just say
it really boring,
though. Maybe
we
get to that next. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. It's not that I have a problem with him. I feel like there's a reason he's not a bigger star. And I'll explain what that reason is.
So we'll talk a little baseball, a little Pete Alonso, a little throwback Thursday. We'll talk about some sketch comedy. So start thinking about this. Your favorite sketch comedy of all time, like the best bits, Chappelle Show, In Living Color, SNL, Mad TV.
Some of mine are so dated that they're not PC anymore, so you don't even see them anymore. Like you don't.
As long as they're on YouTube, though.
I don't even, like, one comes to mind for me that I'm not even sure it's on YouTube anymore. It's an old SNL bit. Yeah, I'll try to explain it later.
Okay, fair enough. So we'll get to all that and more. An action-packed Throwback Thursday with Covino and Rich live from the TireRack.com studio. And Covino.
Yes?
You grilling anything up tonight before the Lakers game? Maybe some chicken or steak or some burgers?
Dude, I'm grilling in the name of. You
grilling
know
in
it.
The
Butcher Box, man. Butcher Box for Mother's Day. Was it this past weekend? Yeah, and then you got Father's Day next month. You better be ordering now. We got the Wheel of a Steal of a Deal if you use code CRSHOW. We're talking the highest quality meats. We're talking chicken. We're talking seafood delivered right to your door. It's my favorite box. You know, none of the other boxes are usually for me anyway. This is my favorite box, ButcherBox.com. And they're giving you a special deal if you sign up today. Ground beef for a year.
2 pounds. You realize that that's like so essentially they're saying here's a couple meals a month for free. 2 pounds of ground beef in every box for free for a year, plus $20 off your first order. So go to butcherbox.com/CRshow. When you're there, just put in code CRshow and you're going to get all the deals, and you'll see for yourself everything from steak to seafood to chicken, all there, quality, top notch, easy breezy summer girl. Butcherbox.com/CRshow.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
DJ Ramos in the mix.
DJ Ramos with the angry divorced dad rock. Evanescence, Bring Me to Life. Jimmy Butler bringing his team to life last night. Hopefully, like I said, we're bringing you to life. Seeing our style on FSR.
Yeah.
Covino and Rich. And by the way, Rich, I saw Evanescence this past weekend in Vegas. And Sonny from POD came out and did the rap part, which was pretty awesome. So enjoy your Thursday. What's up, Ramos?
I was going to say, does your daughter like them because you like them? Or has she gotten into them on her own?
Dude.
Like it's hard. Like, my daughter's into Taylor Swift, and she likes some of the groups I like, especially the 80s groups, because that's when I kind of grew up. She's kind of get into them more, but this music seems a little bit more hardcore. It seems it's harder maybe to turn a 13-year-old into that type of stuff.
It's such a great question, man. First off, Google recently announced that hard rock of the early 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s, more popular now than it's been in 20 years. So it's on its comeback, right? But I never pushed this stuff onto my kid. I always found it funny when people do that, right, Rich? We always talk about stuff like that.
Yeah. We have a buddy, Stanley T, that works at SiriusXM. He would always talk about the stuff he loves and talk about how his kids love it. He's like, yeah, it's weird. My kids love Fat Albert and
Charlie Brown.
And Charlie Brown. I'm like, do you mean the stuff that you liked as a kid that you push on them?
Yeah, wow. Yeah. It's really crazy. Your kid loves early Hanna-Barbera cartoons and Fat Albert. Yeah, because you're pushing that on your kid all the time, right? I never did that, but my daughter did absorb it because her dad was always playing it, and I did it for a living. So she was always familiar with those songs, and she recently told me that she said up until about 10, she always thought dad liked weird music. And now she loves it and appreciates it. And we had a good time watching that this past weekend. This weekend is Welcome to Rockville, Rich, for the rock fans. They're actually heading there tonight to Florida for all these
rock shows.
Oh, is that the one with all like, it's like a 50-year-old white guy concert?
A lot of angry divorced dads are going to be there, so
who,
be careful.
Who's at that show again? It's like Guns N' Roses and...
No, no, no. This one, that's Power Trip in October. Rockville starts tonight. It's 4 days of just rock bands that you definitely know.
Hey, Ramos, to back you up, I pray yes. my daughter likes Taylor Swift because I don't want to go to these shows.
Oh, well, hold on. My kid loves everything that's out and relevant again.
Sure.
That's, you know, now, but she also is a big music fan, so she loves all that stuff, too.
I'd much rather my daughter, when she gets a little older, be like, Dad, can we go to the Jonas Brothers? I'd way rather go to something like that.
That's fine. And by the way, Evanescence, who we just played, they are playing Welcome to Rockville, Daytona Beach, Florida. Again, it's tonight with Slipknot, Rob Zombie, and Queens of the Stone Age. Tomorrow, Avenged Sevenfold, Evanescence, and Hardy, who's like this country rock. You know who that guy is?
Oh, I know Hardy.
Dude, Hardy's nasty, man. So anyway, we love music. Music, sports, it all goes hand in hand.
He has a hit song called Red right now.
Hey, by the way, it always was odd to me, and we're going to get back to Pete Alonso and the games tonight and old school and 50 hits, but it always amazed me that we had to choose growing up between sports and music. When to me, it was like, why couldn't we do and appreciate both? I get it. You couldn't play football and be in the marching band. That'd be a little weird.
Why not?
Because you just, I mean, I guess you could.
You but could they because I did that. Choose. I was the guy that they told me to choose. And I, you know, it was probably one of the more ballsy decisions I made as a kid. My band teacher, like the musical teacher, and my baseball coach were both like, choose. I'm like, what do you mean choose? They're like, well, do you want to be on the baseball team or be in the school play?
Right.
And I'm like, not choosing because I'm going to do both. And I remember being like, why are you making a teenager who is clearly interested in sports and music, why are you like telling me to choose one? No.
Triple threat.
And in a weird way,
Bo
it affected
drama.
Our career. Yeah, we were the Bo Jacksons of this game because
they
Rich
called
and
me
I,
that. They said, Rich Davis, you're the Bo Jackson of Cary High School on Long Island. And I'm like, yeah. I know. I was like, listen, I know I could play the saxophone. I'm in the Broadway show. I'm on the baseball field. I get it, guys.
Yeah, he's the only kid in high school who struck out and sang Tomorrow, Little Orphan Annie style, on the same day.
True.
Yeah.
People don't realize. I pitched a shutout and hit a high C in the same.
Nice, yeah. Rooster Hannigan style, Rich Davis.
I was Rooster Hannigan and Annie and pitched a no-hitter in the same week in high school.
He's the only guy.
By the way, you think I'm joking. Fun fact, in the same week I performed as Rooster Hannigan in the show Annie and pitched a no-hitter in high school in the same week.
Wow. Almost as cool as Deion Sanders. Almost.
I'll be honest, like, Bo Jackson and Deion should really credit me. No, they did it a little before me.
Did you pour any water on the head of your teacher or something like that, or an ice bucket?
Yes. Yeah, I got confused, Ramos, and I would, you know, I'd start singing on the mound. Sorry.
But it did affect our careers, too, because a lot of people always put us in a sports box. Some people put us in the music box, you know what I mean? I was like, I want to be in the butcher box.
You know, one thing that's really big right now for us, like for the kids I coach in Little League, playing music as their walk-up songs. These kids love that stuff. They come walking up with like Beastie Boys or any hit song now, and it really pumps them up. It's really cool, actually.
That's what I mean. Like, what do you think Jimmy Butler's doing before he hits the court? What do we see people in the NFL doing before the game? I mean, they're all listening to music, staying fired up is such a big part of it.
Everyone is blasting music in the locker room or clubhouse, or they got their headphones on as they're getting off the bus or the plane. So
the stadium
music
experience.
And sports.
Yep.
Music and sports. And by the way, tonight I'm in Vancouver for a Mercedes Sirius XM event. I'll see if Dan Patrick's there because I know he's got the Mercedes man cave.
Oh, nice.
But tonight I have to MC an event, and the Goo Goo Dolls are performing, so I'll be seeing Johnny Resnick tonight with his Pat Sajak haircut.
No, fun fact, Johnny Resnick of the Goo Goo Dolls is the inventor of the Karen haircut. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
I'm going to tell him you said that.
So, take a picture.
Yep.
Either way, Rich, let's get into your New York Mets.
Yeah, I was watching the game on my phone up here in Vancouver while I should have been doing my Sirius XM job, but I'm watching this game and I'm not going to bore you with the details, but the Mets have been stinking this year. They've been stinking like Abe Lincoln. And I imagine he stunk because he was alive in the 1800s.
I don't think he had right guard back then. I mean,
Lincoln was probably a little stinky. So the Mets are stinking like Abe Lincoln. They're under 500. How could that be? Their payroll, Buck Showalter, the pitching, all the superstars. So it's like, wow, Senga's on the mound, their new Japanese superstar pitcher with his ghost pitch. He strikes out 12 in six innings, yet the Mets are still losing 2-0. And I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Vientos, their young prospect, hits a two-run home run, ties it up, and everyone's like, there it is, the momentum they need. Top of the inning, Mets blow it. Three runs. They're down 5-2.
Oh, man.
Bottom of the ninth, their other prospect, the number one prospect in baseball, Alvarez, the catcher, hits a moonshot home run, three-run homer with two outs, tied 5-5. And I'm like, wow, this is the turning point. The Mets need this. Extra innings. The Rays score two in the top of the 10th.
They're 7-5. They're no joke either. So the fact they're even battling with the Rays.
So I'm thinking 7-5. This is such a battle, and they're going to lose. The Mets are going to lose. Oh, maybe it's a good loss. We did talk about good losses the other day on Fox. And I'm like trying to rationalize, and I'm like, ooh, runner on base. Ooh, Marte hit by pitch. Like, everything's happening. Pete Alonso gets up, and here's what happens. Oh, you don't have it? I saw. You know, am I going to blame Bursch? I think I'll blame Bursch.
How about you blame yourself?
Somebody do my best Gary Cohen? That's out of here!
Yeah, Quadrine.
Yeah, do it. No, I want to hear it.
I'm sorry.
No, I recreate it. I want to hear it.
I love the look on Rich's face that whole time. It was fascinating.
And this is what happened.
Ramos, can I tell you a story? Because I have a good...
I'm so sorry, Rich.
That was hilarious.
I'm looking at something. I'm so here. I'll sort of hear you go. And here is the sound of this game.
Take it away.
Hold
up. Gary Apple.
Hold up, Ramos.
And go.
I have actually a story that goes along with this. It's a five-second story, but it's hilarious. Kavino and I are in Mexico, mid-2000s.
Wait, are you throwing it back on a Thursday?
On a Thursday, I'm throwing it back. It's mid-2000s. Kavino and I are hosting a spring break event with Maxim Magazine and MTV.
Yeah.
And Kavino and I are on stage in front of a couple thousand college students that are drunk or high.
Hey, you remember those big like MTV spring break events you see on TV?
The two of you.
It was like that.
We're on stage throwing out T-shirts, you know, doing booty shaking contests, you know, doing all the stuff.
Oh.
And as we're saying goodbye, like, we're Kavino and Rich. Have a good time. We say, like, something to the effect of, like, yo, DJ, drop a beat. And we look, and Kavino and I are on stage. Danny G, Ramos, no joke. I poop you not.
The DJ was on a lunch break.
The DJ took his lunch break.
Oh, man.
So, Kavino's like, DJ, throw down a beat. So, and we're like, what's going on?
And I'm like, DJ.
And a fun aside, I was there with him. So, to like, I ran to the, I knew where the booth was. And I tried to start something. Because it was Mexico, the booth was so poorly grounded. Anytime I touched something, I got electrocuted.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
But hold on, Danny. You know what made it worse? What made it worse is they started to boo us. Like, we were the ones, you know, who failed in this moment.
Yeah, Kavino and Rich from Maxim. Hey, have a good time. Spring break.
Tacos in the corner.
DJ, throw on a hot beat.
Okay, do you want to do? Here we go. What do you want first?
So, Pete Alonso comes up in the bottom of the ninth, and here's what happens.
Alonso drives one. Deep left field. Really going back. It's out of here. And the Mets win it. Into the second deck. Alonso, a three-run shot. And the Mets walk it off for the first time this year.
So the first walk-off win, you talk about pivotal turning points in any team season. Baseball, football, hockey, basketball. Do you guys believe in turning points? Like, do you believe
if you say pivotal turning point, is that redundant? Is Aaron Boone going to yell at you for that?
Complete game shutout. That's redundant.
is it? I don't know.
Also, I'll just say
a pivotal
point.
But it was also a turning point.
Do you believe a big moment in any sporting event can be the turning point?
Yes. It could be anything. Yes. And I think a moment like this, absolutely a turning point. Could
battled
be.
Back three different times against the number one team in baseball?
Oh, man. Yeah. The Rays are legitimate. They are a good squad. They never give up. They're scrappy. They're power. They're everything. Rosarena, I hate watching this guy play. He's so good.
Rosarena is terrible to watch when your team is against him because he's so damn good.
Dude, I loved him when he was playing for Team Mexico in the WBC. I hate him as a Ray. So they're that good. So if your team could come back against this team, and then put up a moment like that, dramatics involved, could be, as you said, pivotal turning point.
Now, I know we got to get to Dan Byers' update, but here's what Pete Alonso said after the game.
Hit it! Let's go Mets.
Wah, wah.
Let's go Mets.
It's like an audio
Covino
drive-by.
Feels like he, Covino feels like he has a lackluster approach.
Dude, you have this moment that even we built up.
Let's go Mets.
This back and forth. The crowd's going wild. You're looking for a moment to cheer about. You're looking for that pivotal turning point. And he has an opportunity to use his catchphrase in front of the millions watching at the stadium and at home. And that's the oomph. The you know the difference between try and triumph, Rich? Try and triumph. A little oomph.
Good one.
And that's all he gave it?
Let's hear it one more time.
Let's go Mets.
And if you're going to curse in front of all these little kids watching who stayed up late to watch the Mets, if you're going to drop an F-bomb on TV and at the stadium, you better bring it. That's like you go all out. If you're going to let's effing go, you better let's effing go, Mets!
It's got to have some big poppy-like heart to it.
You got
to
put some heart in that, Danny G. Think he failed.
Yeah, we did.
I thought of that same thing. I'm like, he needed some big poppy action. Yes. But yeah, we'll talk more about it. But let's go to Dan Byer for an update. Hey, Dan.
Pete Alonso today. Ramos, drop it.
Ramos?
Ramos?
Just kidding. I got it.
High fly ball, deep center field. Margot back to the track. It's out of here. Pete Alonso has homered now in three straight games. It's his 16th to lead Major League Baseball.
Yeah, you heard it there. And another Mets win, topping the Rays today, 3-2 on the Mets radio network. Not the only big name to homer today. Mike Trout did, number 10. So did Shohei Ohtani, number 10. But it was Ohtani's RBI single in the eighth that allowed the Angels to get by the Orioles 6-5. Marlins, they ended up sweeping the Nationals 5-3. Guardians, a 3-1 winner against the White Sox. Still working out that new equipment. Hope you enjoyed 45 seconds of the PGA Championship there. Speaking of the PGA Championship, Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, New York, and Bryson DeChambeau has the lead at 4 under par. Scotty Scheffler is one shot back at 3 under. John Rahm, world number one, around a 76 today, puts him at +6. Rory McIlroy, he is currently 5 back of the lead at +1 after a 71. Rafael Nadal, out of the French Open because of a hip injury. He says it's going to need months for him to recover from it. And 2024 is likely his final year of playing professional competitive tennis. NFL owners updating the process of the sale of the Commanders. That'll happen this weekend. No vote on the sale of the team at coming up Sunday or a Monday. And guys, you talked about it off the top, but game two tonight, Lakers and Nuggets, 8:30 Eastern time. West Finals, Nuggets up 1-0 in the best of seven series. Fellas, back to you.
Dan Byer, you agree? Is it a must win or a gotta win tonight?
I think it would be nice to win. I know, like when you frame it in the way that Rich did earlier of winning 4 of the next 5.
Yeah.
It does sound daunting.
Yeah.
However, if you can get that momentum, If even if they would lose tonight, if you win games 3 and 4 in L.A., puts a lot of pressure on Denver going back to game 5.
Well, ever since they showed Russell Wilson, the Lakers have been gaining momentum, MC Hammer style, on a throwback Thursday. Thank you, Dan Byer. We're Covino and Rich live from the TireRack.com studios in L.A. and in Vancouver.
And we'll talk a little bit more. Put our final touches on our Pete Alonso thoughts. We'll have a throwback Thursday conversation for the ages. We'll talk some old school sketch comedy and a bunch more. So hang tight. Covino and Rich here at FSR. And shopping for tires could be deflating, but not at TireRack.com. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and that's just the start.
And that's just the start. And did you know they test tires? They got their own test track where they push their tires to the limit. Great traction and comfortable ride. They share the results so you can make an informed choice. So go to TireRack.com/sports and tell them what you drive.
Not sure where to begin? Try the tire decision guide for a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers with free road hazard protection.
Mobile tire installations available in many areas. They'll bring the new tires to you at home or work and install them on site. So go to TireRack.com/sports and see their Yokohama test results and special offers. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Is this that new Hardy that you're talking about? Yeah, some of his songs are raw. Does this kick in eventually? Or is this just got straight country one?
Kick in? This song sounds good.
It's a good song, but it's not like his metal collabs.
No. Rich, yeah. Sometimes he takes like a little like raw twist where all of a sudden it gets heavy. And you're like, whoa, what's going on? Oh, yeah, I noticed one. Is this where he talks about his blue jeans and his red truck and his six-pack?
Isn't that every country song?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Hey, Danny, I'll tell you right now.
His girl.
Cold beer.
And his dog in
his
the
dog
back.
In the back.
Kenny G.
By the way, that's a Bo Burnham bit. We got to give him credit. It's Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great
nights.
Thursday.
Danny G, if after 2 years of knowing Covino, you get him into country, and I've tried for the better part of a decade or so, I'm going to hate you. Because every time Covino brings up country, he's like, I hate country. Ooh. Like, I'm like, come on,
man. It depends.
Yeah,
because the Hardy stuff's pretty cool. And who's the guy we saw live?
Luke Combs.
Yeah, Luke Combs was great.
Yo, Luke Combs has a really great remake of Tracy Chapman Fast Car that's popular right now.
I liked how Danny described him. You don't sell things the right way to me sometimes, Rich. I mean, you're a great dude and all, but like Danny G was like, hey, he's like, you know how like Biggie Smalls was a ladies' man, and I'm like, yeah, he's like, that's him in the country scene. I'm like, oh, really? No way.
Oh, that's
so anyway.
I'll talk to you like you're a little dummy.
There you go. Fine. Whatever makes you happy. But guess what, Rich? We're gonna continue with Pete Alonso. But look at the clock.
There's a certain.
Yeah!
What we gonna do right here is go back. Back into time.
Throwing it back for a Thursday. Old school when 50 hits. At 50 after, CNR give you the time capsule topic and we reminisce together.
Yeah!
Buddies, every Thursday we throw it back. And by the way, one last note about the country.
Nope.
Danny G, we went to an all-star game. I believe it was in Kansas City. It was when George Brett fed Covino bird ends.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Brown performed, and Covino's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Who cares? I'm like, dude, it's Zach Brown.
That's the chicken fried guy?
Yes, sir.
I don't like songs about food. It throws me off.
It's not okay.
It's not cool to me. I don't like it.
When 50 hits, every week we go old school. And Danny G, every day we hit each other up with some, prep for the show. And we realize today is Tina Fey's birthday.
Oh,
obviously famous
from
not only 30 Rock, but Saturday Night Live. Her and Jimmy Fallon used to do weekend update together. So it got us thinking, sketch comedy, SNL, Mad TV, Chappelle Show, In Living Color. When I say best sketch comedy of all time, are there bits that you will love to this day?
Well, can I just say a few things about Tina Fey on her birthday, though, before we get into it? And we'll take your phone calls, 877-99 on Fox, your favorite sketch comedy bits of all time from all your favorite shows. When she was Sarah Palin, I think that was like a big moment for her, and it made her even hotter, right? And I was really kind of unaware how hot that everyone thought she was, because today being her birthday, I saw a lot of social media hype because she still looks great. She looks really good. People were like, yo, I always had the hots for Tina Fey. I saw a lot of people saying that today.
No, you had the hots for Tina Fey dressed as Sarah Palin.
I did, yeah, because I saw what's her name? You know.
Nailin' Palin?
Yeah, I saw that one. I saw that version.
I bet you did, you pervert.
But let's go over them because there's so many. I'll bring up one that I'm not sure anyone's going to bring up, so I'll bring it up and start it off with In Living Color, okay?
Oh, one of my I was going to go to In Living Color. Two of my favorites are from that show.
Oh, are we going to see the Jim Carrey one?
No, it's not going to be the ones that you pick, I
okay.
promise.
One of I'm my going... favorites, because I saw it live, dude, and like I had to wait what felt like 150 years before it was on YouTube again to relive the moment.
Well,
but when Jim Carrey did his Vanilla Ice, to me, that was one of the highlights. I was like, who is this guy? He's going to be a star. To me, that was the best when he did his Vanilla Ice rap and he was making fun of Vanilla Ice. I thought that was great.
What did he say again? Stop while I tie my laces.
Stop while I tie my laces. Yeah, it was great.
In Living Color, you know, for all the youngins listening to CNR on FSR, I mean, I know it's tootin' common knowledge. It's common knowledge that Jennifer Lopez got her start as a fly girl. She was one of the dancers.
Yes.
Paula Abdul was the director of the Fly Girls. But my two favorite SNL, I'm going to go in Living Color first. I thought Homie the Clown. I know it was so dumb, but Homie the Clown made me laugh as like a kid so much. Homie don't play that.
If you say Homie don't play that, it really dates you. But
it
you know,
does.
Right? Like, if you're like, Homie don't play that, a kid will look at you like, what does that
mean?
Are you trying to be like cool or something?
Dude, Homie don't play that. I'm sure Homie was so hilarious. And you know what else I love? Again, such a dumb bit. And we'll take all your feedback at 877-99 on Fox. I'll give you one more In Living Color.
Rich,
then
don't
go
you
to
wish you
show.
Had like a sock? Like he whatever that was he had that he hit people with. I feel like every kid deserves, kids today deserve to be hit with that, whatever it was. I should carry one in my back pocket.
Fire Marshal Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Classics. You remind me of this.
Well, we'll get to all of them next right here on FSR.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.